Do you want to relax? Are you having trouble sleeping or focusing? CBD reduces anxiety, chronic pain, seizures, PTSD, depression. Try our CBD gummies or chocolates. You will be very satisfied. Visit cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net.
Welcome to another conversation with a Jamaican in the diaspora, Skeeta Richards, a.k.a. Summer Angel's mother, Pac Bodan, and father, Captain B. Bodan, always knew their daughter had something special about her, inside and out. It can be safely stated that Summer Angel is now considered Philadelphia's first top lady DJ, singer, and is also the queen of Wildfire Records. Summer Angel started writing, directing, producing her own movies, and even acted in some of them in the mid-2000s. Now she has done over 15 movies. The latest movie is called 3 to 11. My co-host, Chris Daly, will do the interview, so take it away, Chris.
Thanks, Janice, and welcome, Angel. Welcome, Summer Angel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good to have you here tonight.
Well,
So we're going to let people know a little about you, your roots. Tell us a little about your Jamaican roots.
Well, I was born in the countryside of Linstead, St. Catherine, and I was raised on farmland. My grandfather owned a big farm, and he also had, he had a citrus thing that he did. He planted the citrus, the orange and the grapefruits and stuff like that. And I had a beautiful life growing up, you know, beautiful country living with my grandmother and my grandfather because my parents was living abroad. So I just took from my dad the music. Growing up, I took from my dad because he always wrote for me and put me on at the Linstead Market and ended up performing at the age of 5-4. I'm at the Linstead Market performing in front of a big arena of people.
Right. So at the age of 5, you were doing public performances in a marketplace.
Who discovered that
you were talented?
My dad. I come from a family of a lot of talent. To be honest, Beanie Man was raised in my home. You know, I watched Beanie Man when he was a child, and he went off to, you know, perform and stuff on stage shows and with the sound systems and stuff. My dad is a writer. He was also an entertainer himself. He's the one that actually put on Jigsy King and Tony Curtis to let them know they had a talent. They should push it more further, you know. We have Arthur, we have Flipper Martin, Gregory Isaac. I mean, it's so many of them that came from the music side. So I just followed the family, and I think that's what got me started into the music.
That's really good. So your dad was there to nurture the gift. How did you then, when he recognized it, to further develop this great talent of yours?
I just took it up when I came to America, and I just still had it. I was still writing, doing poems, and I was always into... anything entertainment was me. I did a lot of poems. And, you know, when you write poems, you can write a song because every poem can make a song.
Right.
And I done one studio in Brooklyn when I was in junior high. I used to sneak off with this big producer called Billy Slaughter. And he took me to done one studio where I met all these big top artists. And I didn't even know who these artists was, you know. As a young child, I'm in the studio with Dennis Brown. I didn't even know who Dennis Brown was until I'm driving with my dad. And they call his name on the radio saying he died. And I was like, I was sitting with this guy in the studio, you know? So it was just amazing. I honestly didn't know who these big people were, but I was in the studio with them. And I just gravitate from everything they were doing, copy them. because I started off doing cultural, because Billy Sartor was a Rastafari, so he liked the cultural music. So I just started off doing cultural music, you know, and so forth.
So do you have any advice? These young people are going to be listening to this interview. What advice and inspiration you would have for them to get started when they discover they have talent?
To get started, you have to, number one, start believing in yourself. You have to believe you can do it first. And you can't take any criticism when you're starting off, because people are going to tell you you're not good enough. And once you keep practicing and practicing, you know, everything else does, nothing else matters. As long as you practice and you aim for what you want, and just don't listen to anything negative people have to tell you, because you're going to hear that. And that should, the negative things should push you to want to do better. Because with me now, I take every negativity and flip it around and make it a positive thing, you know? So they can't listen to nothing negative. They got to focus, and they got to keep pushing. They got to keep pushing. No matter what people say, just keep pushing. And at the end of the day, you'll see the outcome of that. You know, that's what I did. I don't listen to anything that people say. I just honestly went on stage and I just believed in myself, and I gave the best that I've got. And if it wasn't the best for them, it was the best for me, you know?
Amen. So one question, one curiosity that I missed here. How did you get this name Summer Angel? What's the backstory on that?
The Summer Angel is so weird. I think I was in elementary school. And they call me Summer because my music was hot. We'll be on the table, bouncing the table and making music. They like, that's hot, that's Summer.
Okay.
It started off there, but the name never stick until I was in junior high school. Junior high school, everyone just started calling me Summer because at lunch break, you know, you're playing on the table and doing your little beats and stuff. Because them time, they, you know, Little Vicious was good. And you know, Little Vicious used to have that DJ that did the beats with his mouth. What's his? You know, Little Vicious song.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. So we was all doing that stuff in that time. And hold on. And that's what really got me the name Summer. But Summer Angel now is really Summer Love Angel, because Billy Slaughter, they had a song called Love Angel Sound in the Bronx. So I would, they put me, you know, every artist have a song they sing on. So that's where the Love Angel come on with at the end of Summer Angel, Summer Love Angel. And that's how I got the name, actually. It was kind of weird.
Okay. So, yeah, boy, this is great. This is a great start that you have on, and you migrated and you're doing your thing here. What would you say the focus of the kind of music you produce? What do you call it? What genre would you say that is?
I would tell you this. I called my, when I first was writing my music, it was just Lady Saw type of music, that raw dancehall, you know? Everybody wanted to be like Lady Saw because, you know, they were the top girls when I'm coming up. This music I do is a mixture of everything. Honestly, anywhere can book me because I have, you want cultural, I got it. R&B, I got it. Rap, I got it. Dancehall, I'm the girl for it. So my music, I'm just universal. Anything you want, you can get. You can't just book me and say, okay, make a book summer just for some, even gospel. You want gospel music? I got it, you know?
So you're going impressionable to hearts and minds?
My music is good for the heart and mind because everything that I DJ, sing, or rap, you can relate to. I make music that's meaningful and that can suit you for any time. If you're lonely, if you're happy, if you're sad, you got it. Anything, all my music have a fit for any mood you're in. And that's why I think people gravitate to my music, really.
Great. You're all purpose, all genre type of person. So how do you syndicate your work? You do, you know, individual performances, but you seem like you do some DJ work also. Tell us a little about how you get your name out there.
The way I got my name out there is when I, in Philadelphia, they had a radio station. That's when I started in Philly, actually. They had a radio station, and the guy took my album, and he had it on rotation 24 hours, and people were listening to it. They loved it, and I started getting shows at the convention centers. I performed with Yolanda Adams, MC Light, Beanie Man, Lady Saw. I mean, just because of that rotation I had, everyone was listening to me, and they wanted to know who that girl was, you know? And that's how I mainly got started off as becoming Philadelphia's first lady dance hall. Everyone started booking me around the world just by my music and my album that they released.
That's wonderful. So is there a show that, what's the most memorable show you remember doing?
Memorable show. There's so many of them.
And it's particular star with Be The Man or anybody else like that that you said would.
I performed with Meat Mills. I was on stage with Meat Mills, and I think, you know, who was there as a Jamaican artist? Wayne Wonder and those people. But Meat Mills show, because it was up in the bushes and the people never knew who I was. But when I went out, when I went on stage, oh my God, it was crazy. It was crazy. And the energy that I got from that show was really, really good. You know, Meat Mills, the rapper, everyone should know him. That was before he even really blew up to the height where he is. That show, they had, it was so much energy that the audience gave me. It made me feel like I could do, just keep doing it. You know, they just give you that feeling.
The energy, you're feeding off of the audience's energy.
Exactly. And I even performed, it was a good show with Vibes Cartel, too, when he just came out with his first track. He came to Philly, and I opened up for him, and it was a very, very good show. Very good show for me.
Wow. So there's the music part of you, but there's also you do plays. You're a copywriter, you're a playwriter. Give us a sense of what you're doing in that part of your life.
Okay, what happened with me in the music? Because like I said, I have an album out. I did a lot of shows. I'm actually Philadelphia's first lady in dancehall music, but I have a broken heart for music based on the reason that I was trapped in a contract when I was younger, and you know I had a record deal through Jive Records because I did a song with a lady from Bad Boy Records called Gina Thompson, and when Gina Thompson record label heard the song, they offered us a big record deal for me to do my own, you know, album with them. So when we took back the contract to my record label, Wildfire Records, they kind of turned down the deal, thinking that we were getting more money out the deal because it was such a big company. But everything was honest. Everything was on paper, right there in fine print. But he never really took the deal, and he kind of turned it down. So I thought that was my time. That was the door, because I worked so hard. And who in their mind get a contract through these big record labels? It's like a one in a million. I think that was the door for me. So when he turned that down, it kind of broke my heart. And I just started writing. And I write my story. My first story was called Living Is Hard. I had Bob Marley best friend, Cat Marley. He passed a few years back. He was one of the lead characters, and the show Living Is Hard went viral because that was when DVDs and CDs was very popular. You know, and they would burn the DVDs and sell them on the streets. And I sent hundreds and thousands of copies all over the world, England, New York, all over. It was so crazy that I actually took a camera and shot a movie, and it was everywhere. It was amazing. So that what really got me started saying, oh, I could do this. This is money in it. It's good. They like the concept.
Okay.
And, you know, that's exactly how I got started off with the movies. Like, encouraged me to want to do more movies, you know?
Right. So you have the gift, not the stuff. You can sing, you can do movies, and you actually do the writing of the script, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm the writer, director, actress, the producer, the editor, everything.
Okay.
I wrap it, I put it in the streets. I put my movies in my trunk. I got started off putting my music and all my music and my movies inside of my trunk. And I drove them from Philly to New York to I'm all over till they start bootlegging it. And people would call like, "Some, you know, you're in England? You know they got your stuff in Jamaica?" I'm like, oh, God. But it was so much money to be made. I made so much money off putting my movies in my trunk. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Nigerians have Nollywood and we have Summerhood.
Yeah, it was crazy. Nollywood actually accepted me because I was in a Nollywood soap opera called Family Secret Soap. And I was based off, I started acting in a lot of African movies. That's how, when I first did Living Is Hard, I did another movie called My Girl. That's my second movie. And not even to say, but Living Is Hard was the first full Jamaican movie on YouTube. That was the first full movie. But, you know, YouTube started after these years started blocking you because of the songs, like the copyright. So when they blocked Living Is Hard, I took it down because I was nervous. I'm like, I don't want no one to come after me after my copyright. So I took it down, being paranoid. And I was like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why didn't I just mute it or take the daggone song out in the edited part and leave it. So all the views I had is gone, and I re-uploaded again. They blocked it again, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take it off because it was too much problem with YouTube. But that was the first upload, full Jamaican movie. When I put that movie up, everyone kept calling, hey, Summer, all my movies are 10 minutes and 15 minutes. How the hell did you get your movie on for a whole hour and a half? I said, I don't know. I pressed upload and it took it. And I was like, oh, it took it. So that's
great.
Yeah.
So tell us now, how, you know, if you have a channel, share with us how people can get access to it.
I have a YouTube channel called Summer Angel Production. They can get me just Summer Angel Production. You can even look me up, put Summer Angel Movies, Summer Angel Jamaican, boom, I'm there. You'll see all my work there. Like I said, all my stuff that I had up before, YouTube got so strict because, you know, they're very strict now with copyright. All my stuff was up in like 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 views. Now I have a lot of competition now because guess what? Everyone can afford a camera and everyone is doing the same thing I'm doing. Mm. So the competition is very, very tight out there. And the algorithm, you have to keep posting as much as you can and putting contents up. And I try to give good quality, not just to flim. What I've seen a lot of Jamaicans doing now is just flimming a movie and just putting it up. Every other day they're putting a movie up, but they're just doing it without even writing, going over their lines. They're improvising. But when I'm actually writing, we're studying, we're trying to get good shot, good lighting, and everything. So that's the difference with my movies. It's not just a raw upload. It's a real, I'm trying my best to give you the real, the best I can to match what the Americans are doing. Not the Americans, but what the industry is doing. I'm trying to match the same quality. Right.
So how can, tell our audience how they can really support you. Because you're such a talented young lady that we really need to get behind you and support you. How can they go about supporting you?
I would love them. The only thing I would like them to do is watch my movies. That's all. I'm not even asking for them to buy anything. But they watch my movies on my channel and try to watch the commercials. If you see something you like, when you buy it, I'm getting paid. I also have my merchandise right there. If you're watching my movies on my channel, I have my coffee cup, my mugs, my hoodies, mask, anything you want, I have it on my channel. Bags, T-shirts, everything. So watching my movies is the best way you can support it or share. Yeah, the least they can do is just watch the ads. That's the least they can, because we're not charging anyone anything. As long as you watch the ads, and if you're interested in the ads, when you click on the ads, you know we get paid when they even click on it. And even better, if they even purchase something, you get paid that way too. So leave a comment, subscribe, and share. Pretty much that's it, you know?
Okay,
I have a movie out right now that I uploaded around my birthday. It's called Sticky Situation. It's a TV series, but I put it up as part one, two, and three in one video. And that one is doing pretty well right now. We're going into 200,000 views, and I uploaded about the end of September. We uploaded that, yeah. So it's doing pretty good.
Boy, people die for that kind of audience. This is great.
Oh, my God. So, when I first uploaded that movie, Sticky Situation Part 1, every single day we had 19,000 views. And I swear I never had any promotion or anything. It was just that, like, I'm just going to try this. Let's just try it. I uploaded it and it went viral. And YouTube paid me close to $1,700 a month or $2,000, something around that ballpark every month. I mean, the money is good. If you have a content and an idea, put it out there.
Yeah.
Put it out there and set it up the right way. Set up your publishing. Set up everything you can the right way where people feel your product. As long as you get that thing out and you're the first one to put it out and you're the first one to publish it, trust me, the money will come. Trust me.
That's neat. So what can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, my near future, I'm actually very excited right now because I have a new movie called 3 to 11. The Jamaican Observer, they gave me a big write-up on it the other day because they said that the message of the story was a good message. It's based on a man with dementia, and the troubles that he went through with his problem and the people that take care of him, how they took advantage of the situation. But you'll have to actually watch the movie. I can't tell you much about it. The trailer is on YouTube. It's called 3-11 by Summer Angel. And I'm excited because I rented out a big theater in Philly, and we're putting it prime time, you know, 7 p.m. on a Saturday. I bought out the entire thing. So I'm just hoping and praying people can come out and support it, because we have Mecca Diamond. We have a lot of upcoming artists. We got A Legend. She's a big designer in Philadelphia. Wet Kitty. She has a big company now. She sells toys and stuff like that. A lot of upcoming new people, but it's a very wonderful story. Very good story.
This is great. So we'll make sure that we promote in this podcast the trailer.
Yeah, 3-11. It's a really, really good story. I can't wait for you guys. And actually, this is actually my first comedy. And the thing about this particular movie, I wrote this movie in probably less than 3 days. And my guy was like, wait a minute, you're Fleming? I said, yes. He said, look, you just started writing this movie 3 days ago. I thought it was going to be a short film. And guess what? It ended up to being a featured film. It's over an hour and probably 25 minutes. And I actually wrote it for it to be 30 minutes or less. And I'm Fleming. And I said, you know what? Maybe I can add this in. Or maybe I can put that. Now I have a featured film on my hand. It's crazy.
Well, your genius is showing, Summer. This is great. Yeah. A question for you. We're about to close here. So any final words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
To repeat that? Anybody. You see, if you see something in yourself, you have to push yourself. No matter what people say, you cannot take anything.
What words?
I think in life, if you believe in yourself, you should push yourself. No matter what people think of you or what people say, you have to keep pushing. You got to get up and push yourself. And in the end, nothing matters but what you do and what you feel and what you put out there. And once you push yourself, everything that you want in life, trust me, it will come to you. Just keep believing.
To learn more about Summer Angel, visit her YouTube. Summer Angel has a show February 5th. We want everyone that hears this in the Philly area and even in the diaspora, drive to it to support Summer Angel's feature at the theater. Can we tell you how they can get a hold of you, where it's located, and how much, and ting.
It's located in Upper Darby. It's going to be at the Movie Studio Grill at the Upper Darby Movie Theater. It's 53 South 69th Street, Upper Darby, PA 19082. And to get a hold of me, you can call me at 610-726-4376 or find me at summerangel28@gmail.com. Also, check me out on Instagram at Summer Angel Production. But for now, I have 3-11 February movie up just to, you know, for promotional sake. And YouTube, it's Summer Angel Production. And it'll lead you right to my page.
Summer, we really had a nice time. All right, Jamaicans, come on, start support the doctor, all right? Okay, thank you so much for spending time with us. Remember, to support Summer's movie at the movies. And if you can't get it that way, well, there's YouTube.
That negative.
To learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit JamaicanDiaspora.com. To learn more about Chris Daly, visit ChrisDaly360.com. Thank you so much, Summer. We really appreciate spending some time with us. Bye now.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.